Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, wrapping up our 20th year, heading off into our third decade. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm the founder of this mess. As Wally Box says, this train wreck. He said he had to show up this week because he couldn't stop watching the train wreck. So I'm glad you're here. And if you're like you may be like a small business that I knew one time, and the man who owned it, his father-in-law said, you should charge admission for the way you guys do business around here. And perhaps you can relate. And I'm glad you're here. And I'm you know how proud I am of you. 20 years that we've done this show has been because of you, small business owners, and somebody else who really knows all about that and who has an extremely high regard for you is our good friend Pete Sepp. Pete's an original founding member. He's one of the guys who's been watching this train wreck now for almost 20 years. Pete's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, and he has been fighting for tax reform for every day of his life for many years, and also for all that he can do for you and me out here on Main Street. Pete Sepp, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. And there's the old saying that if you got to be in a train wreck, you should always be in the caboose.
That's exactly right. Well, as small businesses, that's kind of where we are, isn't it? We're kind of getting the hindmost a lot of times. Hey, Pete, and by the way, thanks for all the years that you've given us and all the great reports that you've made for us. We appreciate it very much.
Well, and thank you for being here for all of us, Jim. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Pete. All right, so this is ground zero. I mean, we're coming up on pull the trigger time, right on tax reform.
Yes.
Where absolutely. Are we? Where are we in the process? We got the Senate. We got the House. We got something in between. What's going on?
Well, the House of Representatives is likely to vote today on their House-built tax reform package. Going to be on the floor, the House of Representatives. And in the words of Steve Moore, the economist, I think he's been on your
old
show
friend of
before.
Ours, yep, long-time Braintree yes. member.
He had a book entitled, It's Getting Better All the Time. And I think that's the best description of this tax reform package. There were some concerns that small business owners might come out on the short end of this entire piece of legislation. But, you know, during the markup process of last week, when the House Ways and Means Committee was meeting to finalize the details, a lot has been added in there to make sure that small business owners are protected.
Like what?
There's not only a 25% maximum rate, they have created a new 9% rate.
Really?
It will cover most of the income for small business owners up to, I believe it's about $200,000. So that's great.
That'll get a lot of small businesses. I'll tell you the thing that bothers me about the 25 on its face, the 25 for us and the 20 for major corporations, that just was ugly to me on its face. I just didn't think that was right. I felt like they were balancing the budget and giving corporate America cookies on at our expense. I still kind of feel that way. But here's the big problem, Pete. Most small business owners, even some of the very successful ones, some of the larger ones, under the current plan, as the individual, they can make a pretty good bit of money and still have a 22, 23, 24% average rate. Or not, it's not average, it's not called average. I always forget the term. But the term for their
effective rate.
Is below 25%. And so now I guess my point is, I think there could be with what I saw at one time, there could be a whole raft of small businesses who would get no benefit out of this.
Well, and I think Congress has been hearing those concerns by creating that new low rate, by tightening up the rules. You know, it, not to get too complex here, but of course, there was, in addition to these rates, the question of, well, how are you going to apportion the income of a small business owner I don't like using the term pass-through, but I will in this case,
right,
between the salary or wages that the business owner takes versus the actual income of the business.
That's right.
Those rules are being liberalized, and here, liberal means a good thing.
Right. In this case, it means good. Well, see, that's the other thing. And if you remember, in the language, in the first language back in the fall, when they came up with this 25%, in the same paragraph it said, but we're not going to allow wealthy individuals to move their income around and avoid this tax. Well, that just really made me angry to hear it. Just the fact that they use small business and wealthy individuals in the same paragraph, that just set me off.
Well, sure. And this is a lesson in choosing words carefully when you're trying to basically do the sale of a tax reform plan to the American people. And on the Senate side, I think the same thing is happening in favor of small business owners. Now, there, the bill is saying, okay, having these multiple rates, these income tests, is getting really complicated. What we're going to do instead is create a deduction for business income among small business owners so that, in the end, they're paying a much lower rate, in fact, lower than the 20% corporate rate for most small business owners. And we're going to have that to be a simpler illustration of how small business owners can get relief. Now, that's being marked up right now in the United States Senate. There will probably be a vote after Thanksgiving. And, of course, Senator Ron Johnson announced yesterday that he didn't like the way the process had gone so far and could not vote for the bill as it stands.
Because folks, Senator Ron Johnson specifically singled small business out as not getting a fair deal. Now, you and I both know he's going to vote for whatever they wind up with. Ron Johnson is not going to go off the reservation, but I applaud him for holding out for us. Thank him. I thank him very much for that.
And what he's doing is what a lot of House members did to their bill. They insisted that small business owners be protected, and the markup process of those bills worked.
How many individual levels do you think they'll wind up with? I've been hearing anywhere from 4 to 7. What do you think?
I get the feeling it'll be closer to 4.
I hope so. Otherwise, they don't need this to turn into something uglier than they started out with, do they?
Absolutely. It's got to look better.
Yeah, it's got to look better. When we come back, I'm going to get Pete to tell us a little bit more about the tax bill and how they're going to include some of the possible Obamacare repealing language in there. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Pete Sepp. He's with National Taxpayers Union.
Do you have a great idea?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.